old-fashioned three-point play as the second team foul on Fort Hope. And it's substitution as we wait for the foul. Number 35, Monica Yan, is replaced. And that foul was on number 35, Monica Yan. As the free throw is up and good for Sauer. And now it's a five-point lead for Genesee Christian. 5:18 left in the third quarter. Fort Hope trails by five. Kowalski in the right corner. Back over to Ranke on the right wing. Dribbles in. Back over to Kowalski. Feeds it into Abraham. Shue. Puts it up. This one's no good. Rebound, Genesee. Jordan Edwards. Top of the key to Harris. Now up to Cherry. Close things down. Wants to reset. Less than five to go. Feeds it into number 12. At the right post. This one's no good. Emily Sauer, that is. And here comes Kowalski for Fort Hope. Down the right side into Ranke in the right corner. Feeds it into Shue. Turns and shoots. And that one goes no good as well. Sauer with the rebound. Picks up her dribble. Fort Hope coming in with a one-man press from Ranke. Cherry drops the timeline. 4:35 now left in third. Trailing by five is Fort Hope. Cherry picks up her dribble. Feeds it into 22. Back out to no one. And that goes out of bounds and is caught by someone from right here, hometown man, Bay City.
And the key to that was Jessica Cherry had to be stopped, and she did stop her momentum, passed the ball, and then on a return pass, went out of bounds.
And Mary Lee Shock wants to talk things over, get her team held down, a full timeout coming. We're going to take a break as well. You're tuned to WLEW, 29-24, Genesee Christian by five.
Your snapper dealer, Shave Small Engine Repair of Port Hope, has the best prices when it comes to snapper long tractors, walk behind mowers, and America's number one selling rear engine riders. You'll also find snapper pressure washers, tillers, and generators. Before you get started on this year's yard work, head on over to Shave Small Engine Repair in Port Hope and check out the 2011-2012 lineup of legendary snapper products. Only at Shave Small Engine Repair of Port Hope.
And we're back in what seems like a church in here. No one cheers at timeouts at all.
Yeah, they pace themselves.
That's really very, very smart of them.
These are the most intelligent fans I have seen.
I'm very impressed. Jesse Christian leads by five over Fort Hope. 29-24, 4:28 left in the third quarter. Ranke passes it into Shave on the opposite side of the court. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out on that one?
Blue Stars are going to look to work inside out for the rest of this quarter. Look inside. If it's not there, kick it back out. Get that easy jump shot.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Almost a turnover there for the Blue Stars. Ranke drives in for the left side, puts up the layup. That one's no good. Rebound over to Cherry. Wide open and a nice heads-up play there by Abraham. Knocks it right out of Cherry's hands. She's going up, out of bounds, underneath her own hoop. It's going to be Jensen Christian's Cherry. 4:05 left in the third. Fort Hope trailing by 5, 29-24. Cherry passes it in to number 24, Harris, who almost took the shot. Decides not to. Back up to Sauer at the free throw line. Takes one dribble. Back up to Bedour. Over to Cherry, left wing. Over to Harris. Now to Bedour, right at the right wing. Back up Cherry, top of the key, resets it. 3:50 left in the third. Still same score, 29-24. Harris for three in the corner. This one goes no good. Rebound Sauer puts this one back up, no good. Rebound Fort Hope. Ranke up to Shave. Across the timeline. 3:35 left. Trying to cut down the deficit. Shue turns and shoots, and it's good from the right post. Now a three-point deficit. Shue has seven. Sauer, right, left wing. Back up to Cherry at the top. 3:20 left, 29-26, Genesee by three, and Cherry's pass goes errant right off the backboard and into the hands of Shave. Across the timeline, picks up her dribble, not much help here, gets it into Shue at the left post, turns and passes over to 15, Abraham gets it up, this one goes no good, rebound Harris, quite tall girl for Genesee Christian, and here comes Sauer. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 29-26, Genesee Christian by only 3 points.
3 points at this juncture, Clark, is a two-possession game.
Make that 5 points. They feed it into Harris at the right post. It's a give and go, and it's good. Dude, that's Jordan Edwards with 2 points now. Over for Kowalski for the jump shot in the left corner. This one's no good. And Shave saves it on the court. Over to Ranke, and passes it right to number 12, Sauer. Turnover for the Blue Stars. Here comes Sauer down the court. Passes it up to Bedour in the paint. Over to Jordan Taylor. That one's no good. Three missed shots in a row for Genesee Christian. That's Sydney Harris. And there's another missed shot by Sydney Harris. Rebound Abraham. So Port Hope gets a very critical stop after about giving up five straight offensive rebounds. Abraham gets it stolen by Cherry. She drives down, being guarded by Shave. And she misses a wide open layup. Good defense by Shave. And then the second shot by number 22, Jordan Edwards, who seems very timid out there, missed that shot. Port Hope gets another save. They're trailing by 5, 31-26. Wow.
Now, if only the action could go the other way. Exactly that.
Abraham.
Port Hope has it, and they're driving right now. Nice drive.
Abraham drives down the whole baseline, kicks it out to Shave, takes the jump shot. That one's no good. Rebound Ranky, though. She picks it up on the baseline, feeds it into shoot. She turns back out to Ranky for the long two. This one goes no good. Rebound Edwards for Genesee Christian. Up comes Sauer. 1:20 left in the third. Trailing by 5, our Port Hope. 31-26. Harris takes the two. This one's an air ball. Rebound Edwards. Feeds it into Sauer at the right post. Turns and shoots. No good. Rebound Shue. Good post presence by Shue on defense for Port Hope. And we have another timeout called by Port Hope. Merrilee wants to talk things over just a little bit longer before the last 65 seconds. We have a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're tuned to WLEW 31-26, Genesee Christian by 5.
When it comes to eating out, the first question asked is, where to? Here's a tip. Why not drive to the Port Hope Hotel? In addition to happy hour every Monday through Friday from 4 to 7, indulge your taste in some of their mouth-watering perch. Every Thursday and Friday night, all-you-can-eat perch for just $12. You heard right. All-you-can-eat. The Port Hope Hotel, famous for their Leroy Burger, also serves a variety of other delicious foods, including walleye, pollock, and cod. And the mushrooms? Out of this world. That's the Port Hope Hotel on the shores of beautiful Lake Huron. For takeout orders, call 989-428-4808.
Port Hope trails by 5 with a minute 5 left in the third quarter. Port Hope call a full timeout. Ryan Brown listens in. Ryan.
Port Hope is looking a little fatigued right now, Clark. They want to push the ball like they are, but the girls are just seem to be running the team, especially in the third quarter here. They're going to work on just kind of working the ball around, getting looks down on the block and see if they can get that jump shot and the paint drive going.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As Abraham takes the jump shot from the right post, no good. And rebound Cherry, 31-26, trailing by 5 with 40 seconds left in the third. DeBoer over to the right wing, back up to Cherry, top of the key, drives in at the free throw line, picks up her dribble, back over to the corner to number 24, Harris. Almost travel in there, but not quite. Back up to Cherry, slowing things down, 30 seconds left now. Over to the left wing, to the free throw line, back out to Cherry. Cherry slowing things down over to DeBoer. Bedour onto the right corner to Harris. Abraham got a piece of it. Toss it up, but into Sauer now at the right post. She turns and shoots. This one's no good. Rebound. We have a push on Port Hope. Genesee Christian's ball. Foul's at number 15, Otilia Abraham. That's now two on her. 13 foul for Port Hope in this half. 11.3 seconds left. Cherry on the right post. Gets it in the inbound and goes up for the shot. She's fouled. Another Port Hope foul. That's the fourth of the half. It's going to be number 35. Monica Yap. That's her second. At the line, shooting two, Jessica Cherry. She has 12 points. First free throw's up and good. She's 3 for 3 in the third quarter.
The book on her is that she does get to the foul line a lot, but now I understand why. She turns her body and just throws herself into the defense.
And the second free throw is up. She's now 5 for 11 from the free throw line for 14 points. 33-26, largest lead for Genesee Christian at 7 with 4 seconds left. Before takes the 3-point for the left corner. This one's no good, and that's how the third quarter is going to end. 33-26, Genesee Christian leading by 7 over Port Hope. Here's WLEW. We'll be back right over there.